I tell you what, before he even got the last word out, there came slammed in Little's signature tune, and Callum Scott, dancing on his own, disappeared into the wide blue yonder. But that's okay, because they're a rubbish song anyway. In front of that was John Miles' music. That was a cool tune, and I've got some very, very cool tune makers in the studio with me right now. I might have mentioned at the start of the show, I definitely did, that Marion Lardon was going to be in. I didn't realize she'd be joined by the illustrious Evan McCullum, or Cullum. I'm sure it was McCullum originally, but you've abbreviated it for brevity.
Yes, absolutely.
Brevity being the soul of wit, I'm sure. Nice to have you guys in the studio.
Thank you for having us.
We're here to talk about a Christmas show with a difference. It's called Carols by Candlelight, Pre-Christmas Party Under the Stars, and it's happening at the Lychee Orchard on the 21st of December. Now, my maths was never my strong point, but even I can work out that that's in 2 days' time, so it's really close. And it's a late afternoon, early evening thing for the whole family. You can literally bring your kids and your picnic basket and your even little Fluffy, as long as it's under control. I'm sure you can.
Yes.
And you can get into the sort of festive spirit of things. There's a little bit of a price tag attached, but by the time we finish conversation, you'll be dying to throw money at this event, because you'll miss out if you don't. So here we are, and Marion, it's been a while. I mean, I haven't seen you for many years. Not that many, but I mean, just a while. And I've always admired your enormous professional zest for entertaining, and it's kind of a tonic, because professional entertainers in this country are a scarce breed. It's tough to make a living as a singer, dancer, drinker, prancer, entertainer. but you're one of those that just shines. And Evan, I'm sure you guys perform together a lot. So
yeah,
we do.
I mean, you've worked constantly almost right the way through COVID. I don't know how.
It was very, very tricky. COVID really threw a curveball in. But look at us here, hey? Still singing.
Yeah, everything's opening up again.
Slapping on the old lashes and the heels and getting out there. Hasn't been easy. COVID really...
No, my heart absolutely breaks when I read the stories of household names that are terribly proud. And because they are household names, possibly too proud to ask for help. And many of those folk have hit the skids in a serious way.
Yes.
Lost homes, lost
living
cars.
Living in their cars.
Lost everything. And the chances of a comeback after that, of course,
we've had friends who changed career completely.
Mm.
Sold gear. There were so many guitars sitting in pawn shops, because musos were just getting rid of all their stuff just to have money for food and rent.
Yeah, it's a sign of the times for sure. Mm. But you know what? Like, this too shall pass is the syndrome, and we live through the good times and the bad times. But thank heavens for the entertainers like you that keep the world smiling. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
People have often misdiagnosed, I think, what really keeps the world turning and people tuned in and together. Mm. Sport does it, but you've got winners and losers, you know. So you might have Argentina at the moment is flying, but the French want to kill themselves and everyone else. And the rest of the world. You know, this is a good thing, but music is a general uniter. It in a solid piece of beauty, and it just takes the spirit on a trajectory that nothing can hold you back. It lifts you up. It can bring you down as well, but it's music, so important.
Mm. Mm.
And you guys are at the forefront of this. So now we've got a chance to hear you guys live in action at... it's a Christmas gig, but you're also going to be doing other stuff, aren't you?
Yes, we're going to do the first set. Will be all Christmas songs. You'll recognize every single one of them. Everything from Jingle Bell Rock to all the classics like O Come All Ye Faithful and The Silent Nights and The First Noel. So all of those are on our set list. But after that first Christmas set is over, then we are going to change it up a gear, and we've prepped two other pop sets. So something for the kids, a bit of Dance Monkey and a bit of Ed Sheeran, all that kind of stuff.
You know what? I mean, like, this is a terrible thing to do, because you came in with a guitar and said, can we play something? I said, nah, let's not. But just listening to you talking and seeing how close that guitar is, can you reach across there, Evan,
and
grab it? And then maybe give it the old 1-2.
Give it the old 1-2, Ev.
Yeah, you never know what
I'm the
happen.
Pianist for the show, so this is...
Yes, he actually is. He's playing the keys.
Are you want to carry a piano in?
Do you sing together?
We can.
Should we do a little...
I'm just going to put the mic halfway down so I can pick up the guitar.
A little Feliz Navidad. That's
a little Feliz Navidad.
As Christmassy as we're going to get.
Okay, go on. How much, Scott? How much, Scott?
So this is live as live can be. Warts and all.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prosperando y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
Come on, Dave, join in.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prosperando y felicidad.
Oh, beautiful.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Hey, hey.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
You cannot get more live and lecker than that.
We should start a band.
Hey, you guys are marvelous. So this is what you're going to be hearing if you come along to the event 2 days' time at the Lychee Orchard. And obviously that's the kind of tune that I, you know, puts joy and,
yes,
and happiness in every. But you also mentioned a couple of those beautiful Christmas carols that generally, you know, it's those things that put the sentiment back into Christmas. And it's a very sentimental time of year.
Especially after what we've all just lived through.
Yeah, and
it
then
feels
you remember all
now,
of those that
know,
have passed and
exactly,
the Christmases that, yeah, that you were all together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, time goes by and these things become even more sentimental and important. And the occasional counterpoint of the frantic pace of life is an opportunity to just stop for a while and come together. And it's not a religious thing because, you know, sometimes religious things are very divisive. And I'm not knocking people that are religious. I just find that, you know, division is not cool. This is a celebration of love, isn't it, really?
Absolutely.
I mean, the bottom line, Christmas, the festive season. It's the season of peace on earth, goodwill to everybody.
Oh, yes.
Hey, and
even the rehearsal period that we've just gone through, we even all said after walking out, we all were on such a different plane coming out of that rehearsal, just being together again, singing through these songs. It
I
just
mean, like,
lifts
that's a
your spirit.
Lovely tune.
Yeah.
But yeah, what we want to see is just families. We're bringing our own families along to the gig as well. And it'll be so awesome just to see everyone sitting down having a picnic, kids, grandparents.
And you're going to be on that stage at the Lychee Orchard.
Yep.
Yes, I believe so.
Because it's a lovely alfresco kind of environment.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Hopefully the weather holds because, you know,
yes,
this time of year anything can happen.
It can be tricky. Yeah.
But I'm sure that even if the weather is inclement, they will have made arrangements to keep to make sure
and
that you're okay.
We were saying the other day, in England they can do it, sort of... live through poppy weather. So I'm sure we can pull it off as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've all been to concerts where it's been a little damp.
And
you know, you make your own warmth and heat.
100%.
And happiness. And the idea is that the entrance fee to this exercise is $100 a head if you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a child under the age of 5, luckily you are free. But if you're sort of between adulthood and 5 years old, if you're a child... I suppose under 12, it's just 50 rand.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean, this is less than a burger and chips, mm-hmm, really, and
yeah,
a wonderful couple of hours of marvelous entertainment. Where do you book?
You book through web tickets. Very easy.
Go online.
Go online.
You don't have to, there's no ticket, you know, it's on your phone or your device, so you don't have to worry about getting tickets.
Click the number that you want and pay and off you go.
Easy like that.
Show it at the door and you're
scanned.
In.
Can you bring a picnic basket in?
Absolutely.
I think so.
Yeah,
yes.
I would imagine, hey? Probably, I know generally the protocol is don't bring anything in glass that can break and cause a problem.
Throw at the band.
Yeah, well, it's not that kind of an event. Hopefully, you never know. And it starts at 4 o'clock. It runs
till doors open at 4 o'clock, but our music will only start at 5 o'clock.
So
allowing an hour for everyone to get in seated.
And the entertainment runs for how long?
The three sets will be between 5 and 8 o'clock that
sounds
evening. Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, it's going to be
joyful.
So lovely. You
Is
must
it
come.
Just the one night.
Yes.
Why? Okay, well, that's the next question for the another.
We'll do another one next year.
Yeah. Yeah, just the team we've got as well is
fabulous musicians.
Incredible.
Rob Warren.
Okay.
From the Black Lapels. Yeah. He'll be on guitar and he'll be singing a lot of this solo. Oh, hearing him in the rehearsals is just.
Oh, he's wonderful.
He's just the most wonderful artist.
I'm such a fan. I really battled to get him on air. I'm coming. I'm going. Yeah. We managed. We had a conversation a while
he's
back.
He's one of a kind.
He is.
Very special.
So strong. And we've got Cameron Lane and Reese Cook on bass.
And lead
guitar. Mm-hmm. We've got Gemma Badenhorst, the fabulous singer. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then we've got this
powerhouse
some guy
that
called
girl.
Evan Cullum. I don't know.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's on keyboards.
Evan, I don't know how you put up with all of this kind of friendly banter with such a good humor. But that's showbiz.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we've got drummer Dylan.
Dylan van der Linde.
Yep. So it's a big lineup.
These are great
drummer.
Professionals. Yeah. It's going to be a real event. Great music, a great event.
So and wear your Christmas hat, you know, your reindeer ears or your red and green.
Mm.
And we're going to have such a beautiful night getting us ready for Christmas.
If you don't know where it is, just look it up. It's the Lychee Orchard. Very easy to find. It's the entrance to Salt Rock. There's plenty of parking. There's plenty of seating. So you won't battle to get in, and you won't battle to find a spot on the grass. I would suggest, though, might be a good idea to bring along a picnic blanket to sit on, or maybe some camp chairs
to
make it more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And most important, come with a good vibe, because then it'll build a fantastic evening of great fun and entertainment.
By the time you leave, you'll just be right in the mood for your Christmas.
Just like that. Mm-hmm. So my very special guests, Marion Lardon and Evan Cullum, great to see you live in the studio, but can't wait to hear you live at the gig on
Wednesday night,
yeah.
the 21st.
Thank you so much
for having us. It's been great being up here
thank
in Belita.
Absolutely, it's not going to be the last time for sure. We'll
do it again soon. Definitely not. We'll see you soon.
Good one, thanks.
Coming to you from the center of Belita.